One of the ways we at the Village Church make connections with our congregation and community is through our weekly newsletter, eConnections. It's sent out by email and includes all kinds of information about upcoming events, ShellPoint Television Channel 13 programming schedules, ways to submit prayer requests, and more. If you do email and would like to receive eConnections, contact the church office. And if you'd like to receive a paper copy of the eConnections, call us and we'll make sure you receive it. In each of our eConnections, I offer a brief pastoral message. Often it will address a contemporary issue that we are all facing, or will highlight one of our ministries or teaching series. But it always has an encouraging biblical theme. We're happy to provide a televised version of that pastoral message. We hope you enjoy them. And now, here is this issue's pastoral message from eConnections. This is the eConnections message for Thursday, September 18. It's entitled, Blessed Leftovers. Romans 11:5 says, there is a remnant chosen by grace. Refrigerators change the world. Seriously, can you imagine life without refrigerators? What's the worst part of a power outage? That's right, wondering how long it will last and whether the stuff in the fridge will survive. Gene and I have become fans of a History Channel series, The Food That Built America. Their stories detail the origins of all the quintessential American foods that we take for granted, along with the lives of the entrepreneurs that risk their meager resources and reputations to bring us products like Kraft cheese, Heinz beans, Kellogg's Corn Flakes, and Coca-Cola. Integral to a lot of these products was the invention of refrigeration. The replacement of the icebox with electric refrigerators opened the world to all kinds of products that required refrigeration. And with the advent of refrigerators came that classic American phenomenon called leftovers. That Thanksgiving turkey dinner could be extravagant on the fourth Thursday of November and then show up on Friday and Saturday as well. And there were still turkey sandwiches to enjoy during Sunday afternoon football games. Sometimes leftovers can taste even better than the original. Flavors can mix and meld together and actually enhance the culinary experience. Or not. We have a certain ambivalence about leftovers. Another word for leftovers is remnant. A remnant is a leftover of sorts. We think of fabric. Once the main bolt of fabric is taken for a project, there is the remnant. It's still valuable for small projects, and they still sell them in the fabric stores, but at a discount. We often buy carpet in the same way. Once the main roll of wall-to-wall is cut, there are still usable pieces that make for small rooms or area rugs, but again, sold at a discount. Remnants, or leftovers, take them or leave them. But remnants have always been valuable in God's economy. The dynamics of God's leftovers are a bit different. The main fabrics were deemed defective, the bulk of them discarded. But God still was able to salvage even part of the defective batch, in fact, able to redeem the parts and make them better than can be imagined. And God's remnant changed the world. Changed the world for two reasons. One, these remnants were chosen by God. They were not merely random leftovers that show up in the fridge after last week's feast. No, carefully selected for purposes of glory. And two, these remnants were chosen by grace. There is nothing inherently valuable in the remnant itself, but God Himself invests value in the remnant. The result is glory for the Redeemer and blessing for the remnant. Of course, you and I are just such remnants, chosen by God, chosen by grace. And that's the way it's always been. God's remnants didn't have to wait for the invention of refrigerators. Remnants have always been in God's plan. This Sunday, we'll find out why and how God's way of saving a lost humanity is the story of a remnant recovered restored, and redeemed. Thanks for listening. I'm Pastor Andy.